Cedar River Baptist Camp is now a ministry of Northwest Bible Baptist Church. Dr. Keith Gomez is our pastor in Elgin, Illinois. The camp is located in Lutz, Iowa, and in the whopping metropolis of 392 people that are in that town. And there have been weeks on occasion throughout history that there's been more people at the camp than in the whole town of Lutz. So that kind of tells you a little bit about it. But it's a great place, and I understand your missions-minded this month, and each week you have another missionary coming in. Brian Todd was here last week, is that correct? And one man came in today, and he said, well, this is going to be confusing. You had Todd last week, Todd this week. Well, I was in a missions conference with him a couple weeks ago, and so we spent the whole week together, and so I got to know him, and so that was a little confusing, having a couple Todd's around and not knowing who to answer to, and but we had a great time. And you know, I want you to understand, missions is not just a foreign country. Missions is right outside these doors, and any person you can speak to. It doesn't have to be a concerning. It doesn't have to be a foreign or someone from a different country in order for it to be missions. And I want you to get that heartbeat for missions in America too. And the Cedar River Baptist Camp is just that. And Pastor Ross asked me to give just a quick testimony of my upbringing and my call to the ministry. When I grew up going to the Northwest Bible Baptist Church, my parents started going to that church before I was even born. And I grew up going to that church. And when I was 6 years old, I got saved, came to know the Lord as my Savior. And I'm very thankful that at an early age I was saved. And then about fifth grade or so, God began working in my heart for the call to camp ministry. And, you know, at that time, you know, I had my friends surrendering to be preachers, missionaries, and I thought, you know, God, why haven't you called me yet? What am I supposed to do? I have no idea what you'd have for me to do in life. And thinking that, you know, I'd have to know by tomorrow. I'm in the fifth grade by now, you know? My life, if I don't know soon, you know, what am I going to do? But, you know, and thinking back, I was only 11 years old. What was I thinking? But, you know, have patience on what God would have for you to do in life if you're a young person here today. But God began working in my heart for the camp ministry. And I had gone to Cedar River Baptist Camp, started going there when I was about 6 years old. So I've grown up going to that camp. And God began working in my heart to someday work in the camp ministry. I didn't know how or when or where it might happen, but I surrendered my life to God. And on a Sunday night, there wasn't any special speaker preaching on missions or on camp ministry, but I came forward on a Sunday night and surrendered my life to work in the camp ministry someday. And our pastor got up that night and he read the decision card and he looked at it and he said, "You're coming forward to surrendering to camp ministry. Wow." And he kind of caught him by surprise. I didn't know why at the time. And he said, That's interesting. He said, Mrs. Gomez and I were just talking this afternoon how someday, just dreaming, they said, they were talking someday, somehow they'd love to have a camp out of our church. And here I came at 11 years old, and God started putting the puzzle pieces together and fitting them together. And you know, I want you to, every opportunity you have to serve, as I'm talking to young people maybe right now, every opportunity you have to serve or learn in a different ministry or a different avenue of life, take every opportunity you have. You don't know how those pieces are going to fit together for the calling God has on your life. And He may not call everybody to missions or to full-time Christian service. But, you know, if you're willing and available, God will work in your life. And at the age of 11 years old, God began to work in my heart about that calling. I went through school and went to Providence Baptist College. And my junior year of college was the year that Cedar River Baptist Camp closed down. It closed down for a couple years. And just to give you a quick back history on that, and it closed down. And that summer, we had no place to send our primary primary, junior age kids to go to camp, because that's where we had sent them, to the Cedar River Baptist Camp. And so with another man in our church, we got together and we started what we called Camp Maverick, which was a camp there at our church. We hosted it at the college, at the facility we have there. The kids slept in the dorm rooms of the college, and we had camp for a week. And that gave me a little bit of training for camp ministry someday. And we had that for 3 years up until our church bought the Cedar River Baptist Camp. And we saw a lot of great decisions. And God just gave me an opportunity to serve before going back to Cedar River Baptist Camp. Then in 2009, our church bought the camp. And we've been having camp there for the last 2 years full time throughout the summer. And this will be our third summer. We are thrilled to have your pastor come this last year. He did a great job. We saw a lot of teens come for his teen week that he preached, and the place was just filled out. Every seat in the auditorium was filled during the night services, out the back and around the sides of the chapel. It just packed the place out. He did a fabulous job preaching. We're excited to have him back again this year. The camp, if you've not been there, it's in Letts, Iowa, in a small farm town. And just like the first day your pastor went there in 1999 till now, nothing has changed around the outside there. It's still cornfield, still open farmland. But when you get to the camp, we have about 65 acres of open fields and woods and river access. And it's just a beautiful setting for a camp. And we've done a lot of work at the camp in upgrading the place. And we have put air conditioning in all the dorms and all the facilities except for the chapel. And that's going to get done, Lord willing, this spring before camp starts. And yes, amen. Do they know about that? Do you want to keep it that way? Anyway. What's that? Amen. So we had a great summer out there, and I don't want to take a lot of time, you know, with all the details, but love to talk to you at the back table after the services are over. And I want you, every family, to at least grab one of these brochures for the summer camp. And I want you to do a couple things with this. Inside has our schedule for the summer camps, all right? If you are not able to come, I still want you to keep this on hand throughout the summer, somewhere accessible to you where you can please pray for the camp. The camp needs a lot of prayer. We have a lot of activities, a lot of things. There's 101 million details that must come together in order for a camp to take place and run successfully. And we want you to pray that would be so. Please pray for good weather through the week, that God would speak through the preachers, that God would send the right young people and right adults to come, and that God would give us a good spirit through the summer. And there's just a lot of things that have to take place in order for us to have a good week at camp. Not to diminish the Lord coming and meeting with us. And that's what it's all about. The Holy Spirit has met with us on several occasions throughout the summer weeks, and we've had the altars filled and many great decisions made. Many people called to preach full-time Christian service. Many people saved, and God just worked in a great way. It's not uncommon to see the service invitations last for 2 and 3 hours on some occasions, and God's worked in a great way. And I want you to consider coming to camp. Now, here's one big misconception about summer camp, that it's just for kids, and that's not true. We have a couple camps that I want you adults to consider coming to as well. We'll have a family camp on the week of July 4th. Right, July 4th will fall on a Monday this year, but the 1st and the 2nd will be a Friday, Saturday, and we'll have a camp, and we want families to come in there as a whole and come to the camp during that week, and it'll be a blessing to you. Pastor Bob Smith from Arlington, Texas will be preaching that camp. And then also another big event that we have for the adults and as well for the teenagers and young people, and this applies to the men as well as to the ladies, is what we call shoot camp. And we spend 2 and 3 days together, and we have a shooting range, and you can bring any type of firearm you want. And if you're into shooting, are they into shoot? Do they like to shoot? I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. No, from what I heard, is some that you like to shoot a lot, and this will be a great opportunity for you. We have a man coming that really is an excellent trainer. He has his own school, and he trains people how to shoot handguns, and he does a phenomenal job. And the video will tell you a little bit about that. And so just a couple opportunities. We'll have a ladies' retreat. Mrs. Woodward, Pastor Woodward's wife from Dwight, Illinois, will be speaking for the ladies' retreat. Just a number of things going on this summer, and I want you to please take advantage of some of them, and please pray for the camp. And God's done a lot of great things out there through the years. A lot of people have been called to preach, called to ministry through that camp. And as I travel around, almost nowhere will I go and not have someone tell me about a decision they made or some story that they had going to Cedar River Baptist Camp. Just recently, I was in a missions conference, and the pastor of the church, as a teenager, was called to preach at Cedar River Baptist Camp. And now here he is hosting a missions conference and invited me to come and speak. And it just goes on and on. After the video, maybe I'll tell you a few more testimonies of things that have happened out there at the camp. And if you have any questions, we'd love to answer them. I'll be around as long as you'd like after the service back at the table there. But if we could play the video right now, we'll do that. And it'll kind of give you an idea of what the camp is about and tell you about some of the weeks. And then we'll go from there, all right? Thank you, Pastor Ross. People come into the camp, and they come from all different backgrounds.
Cedar River Baptist Camp is a ministry of Northwest Bible Baptist Church located in Elgin, Illinois. Our pastor, Dr. Keith Gomez, has had a consistent vision for reaching young people with the gospel and then challenging them to serve God with their lives.
Hi, I'm Keith Gomez, pastor of Northwest Bible Baptist Church, and I want to introduce to you an exciting camp that is well needed for the Midwest. I talked to a lot of young people that tell me that that's exactly where they made some of the most life-changing decisions, was at camp where somebody preached and they either got called to preach or got called to minister or got saved or surrendered their life full-time. We have some very exciting things that are going on at the camp this year. Of course, all the camps for the children and all, but also the family camp on the week of the 4th of July. Excellent time for families to come out and just really enjoy the camp, get away from the world, get away from television, and just listen to preaching of the Word of God. Doing a shooting camp, I have a friend. Now, this man trains the FBI and the CIA. He's going to be here and teach us how home defense and how to handle a weapon. Then we'll have classes on reloading and the actual shooting, and it's good for men and boys and women alike. It's just a tremendous time where people can come and learn self-defense concerning weapons. Have a great balance there, of course, with the fun and the preaching. At Cedar River Baptist Camp, we'll keep the preaching hot, that pulpit hot.
That is why the emphasis at Cedar River Baptist Camp is on preaching. Preaching is the center of everything we do. It's how we start and end each day. At Cedar River Baptist Camp, you'll hear some of the greatest preachers in America. But camp wouldn't be camp without the fun and games. Whether it's our obstacle course, big ball soccer, the American Eagle Challenge, basketball, volleyball, or diving into our 88,000-gallon pool, camp is about having a good time. We have shooting ranges both for bow and arrow and for handguns and long guns with facilities for shooting skeet. We also have an incredible paintball course. There is something here for all ages. Another important component of camp life is forming relationships that will last for a lifetime. Cedar River Baptist Camp is a great place to fellowship with other Christians and make new friends. Whether it's hanging out at the concession stand or playing one of our many table games, half the fun of coming back next year will be seeing the friends you have made in the past.
My name is Todd Opshendik. I am now the camp director for Cedar River Baptist Camp. And I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to present this ministry to you. Very needy ministry for our churches. I still remember messages I heard back when I was a young kid there at Cedar River Baptist Camp. Made some good decisions. Lo and behold, I never knew that one day God would have me direct that same camp. Oftentimes, I see young people come into the camp, and they come from all different backgrounds. I've seen them come with hard, cold, distant looks on their faces, cold to the things of God. And it's amazing to see what preaching can do for a young person, or an adult for that matter, who sits under the preaching of God's Word 2 and 3 times a day and see the change in their faces from service to service and watch them get softer to the things of God. And sometimes the people that come into the camp are not the people that end up leaving because they're so different in their personality, how God softens their heart. We trust you'll go home with memories that'll last a lifetime and decisions that'll last even longer. Shoot Camp is offered to both men and ladies, young and old. No experience is necessary. There will be competition shooting for all types of firearms and archery. Shoot Camp also offers some of the best handgun training you can find anywhere. Brother Greg McLaughlin trains police officers and the CIA. The handgun training alone is over $150 value. We are excited to have Pastor Woodward and Pastor Sedman as guest speakers, both avid outdoorsmen. Bus workers, it takes much planning to get a bus kid to camp, but the benefits are priceless. For some of them, their week spent here at Cedar River Baptist Camp will be the closest thing they ever experienced to living in a Christian home. Brother Steve Taft, one of the bus directors at Northwest Bible Baptist Church, will be preaching this week. Summertime can be a spiritual dead time for teenagers. This year's camp schedule offers 3 different teen weeks with just the right speakers that will give your teens the shot in the arm they need to challenge them and help keep them on the right course. Our teen speakers include Pastor Terry Angel, Pastor Jerry Ross, and Pastor Cecil Ballard. The hardest choice you'll have to make is which camp to attend. A burden Pastor Gomez has had for many years now is to host a family camp where the entire family can take advantage of the camp experience all at one time. Our intent is to create an atmosphere where the entire family can spend quality time together. Our prayer is that they will then go back to their home churches, all of one mind, fired up to do more for the cause of Christ. I began attending the Cedar River Baptist Camp when I was only 6 years old. I still remember messages I heard back then. We have seen many young people come to know the Lord as their Savior and many other great decisions. I am honored to get the privilege to preach this year at the Primary Junior Combo Week. Also, a favorite speaker of ours here at the camp is Pastor Dan Baker. We are excited to have him back for the Junior Week this year.
Ultimately, our goal is to be a help to your church. We want to do that by strengthening your members through the program and ministry of the camp. We want to see sinners saved and backsliders revived. We want to see the hearts of your young people stirred again to serve Christ. We want to see young people commit themselves to lives of full-time Christian service. And we want to see young men and women called out to the ministry. We want to be an encouragement to churches and pastors to do more for the work of the Lord. We hope that you'll pray for this ministry and take advantage of a fun-filled week that you and your young people will never forget. For more information about Cedar River Baptist Camp or to view our summer schedule of camps, visit our website at cedarriverbc.com. That's cedarriverbc.com.
Cedar River Baptist Camp is an unbelievable camp. You'll never be disappointed sending your children or your people to Cedar River Baptist Camp.
So that showed you a little bit about the camp. I hope that helped out a lot. And we have had some tremendous weeks out there so far. There's something special about camp where it's different than any conference, any preaching service that you have at your church. And the best way I can describe it is that, you know, when you take a group of people, separate them from the things of the world, they're not under the sound of their TV or their radio or internet, and they're just disconnected from the things of the world. You bring them together in an isolated place like a camp and put them under the sound of hard preaching 2 and 3 times a day, and through the activities, they're very well planned to help. Just everything is pointed to the chapel services, and the activities help break the spirit of the young person through the day, and just that all together, and through a lot of prayer, we've seen some of the most incredible decisions made there at Cedar River Baptist Camp. And I'm not saying it's us. God knows my heart. It's the Lord working through the ministry, and it's just a tool that God has used over the years. And it's just something special where we've seen some great decisions. There are missionaries, evangelists, pastors all over this country that have been called to preach at some kind of Christian camp throughout their summer, throughout their young lives growing up, and they tell me all over the place. There, we've had some great decisions made, and let me tell you, counselors that come, the Lord speaks to their heart just as much as He does to the young people. We had this one week this last year it was a junior week, which would include the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, and they came for a week of camp. And at the end, on a Thursday night, I asked if anyone had a testimony they wanted to give, something that God did in their heart through the week, and wanted the young people to get up and say a word, just a quick word of testimony. And we had a gentleman stand up right here. He was sitting in this area, and he was one of the camp counselors for that week. And he got up and just gave one of the most powerful testimonies what God did in his life there at Cedar River Baptist Camp. And these messages were predominantly geared towards the kids, but he said, you know, I've been failing as a Christian, as a parent. I haven't been doing what I should as a role model, as a leader in my family, and I want God to work. I want that to change. And this week I've made a decision about this and this. Just a powerful testimony. And he got up, he sat down, a kid went to stand up, and another counselor stood up, and another counselor, and it just went around the room. These poor kids wanted to say a word about camp and wanted to give a testimony, but these counselors were getting up and saying a word. And I think almost every counselor in the room stood up and gave a testimony of what God had done in their heart during a primary junior week at camp. And then the counselors got up, and or then the kids were able to say a word. And that man that stood up there, his teenagers came in the weeks to come at Cedar River Baptist Camp. One of his teenage boys came during Pastor Ross's week, and just, you know, he was standoffish. He would keep to himself. He was quiet. He didn't, you know, he wasn't involved. You could tell he was there in body, but not in spirit at all. Didn't really want to be a part of the camp week. Well, the teenagers began to pray for him and several other people in their group. The teenagers by themselves got together and started praying, and that kid's heart broke that week, and God worked in his life. And that man who came, his son was called to preach that week. His sixth grade son was called to preach. Several of his teenagers came, and God just revived that family through different weeks of camp. And God worked in a great way, and we're happy to see that. You know, Cedar River Baptist Camp is just a tool that God is going to use in a great way, and has in the past. And He's met with us in a great way there, and I know He'll do the same this year. We trust and pray that He will. Please consider coming and supporting the camp by being there. And there's a lot of things we'd like to do and to make the camp even better over the years to come. And we want you to be able to see that and be a part of it. Our church purchased the camp, and in addition to doing so, I put in over $150,000 into the camp to fix it up for you and for other churches around. And just our desire to just be a blessing and a help to other churches throughout the area, as many as that can come. And we want to see your young people strengthened through the summer, and your church people come revived and come back here and do more for the ministry of the work of the Lord. And that's our desire, that's our goal, and we hope you're able to come this summer. One missions conference I was in just a couple weeks ago, I thought, you know, how am I going to, I was about to get up and say a word about the camp and give our testimony about the camp, and I was trying to think of how to start, and each place I go, it's a little different atmosphere, and there was a missionary scheduled to speak right before me, and he got up, and his opening statement was, and I didn't know this man, I'd never met him, we just came into the same room at the same time, and we're due to come to the same missions conference, but had never met this guy before. His opening statement was, I met my wife at Cedar River Baptist Camp. I thought, well, there's a good launching pad to go off of. But I tell you, everywhere I go, I hear about the ministry of Cedar River Baptist Camp, how it's influenced people over the years. It's been a Christian camp for about 30 years now, and we trust it'll be a blessing to your church as well throughout the years. If it's okay, can I ask if there's any questions, anyone have a question about the camp, something I didn't cover, something that you'd like to know more about, one of the weeks of the camps? Yes, sir. Good question. When you come for shoot camp, no, you need to bring your own firearms and ammunition. The cost for that is $65, and it goes from a Thursday afternoon. And when you get the schedule, you can see all the dates and the times for each camp. But that particular camp goes, it starts July 7th. It's a Thursday afternoon, and you can come, and then we'll have the camp from Thursday afternoon on that Thursday through Friday and then Saturday. And we officially close that camp at a camp down at about 12 or 1 o'clock that afternoon, allow people to get back to their churches on that Saturday, in order for to be in church at their home church on that Sunday. But you're welcome to stay around that afternoon if you'd like to shoot a little bit more and stay around. So it's a relaxed atmosphere that afternoon if you'd like to stay around a little longer. There's some of the best food served that week. We don't have kids camp food, as you might think. And we try our very best to make it the best food around. And during that last shoot camp we had, we grilled ribs. We smoked ribs and grilled them, and just had a phenomenal meals. We just bought this last year. We bought a smoker on a trailer, one of those big smokers. We're going to bring that out to the camp this summer and do a lot of cooking on that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to that. Thank you. Did I answer your question there? Or you had something else? Yes, sir. Yes. Sounds dangerous, doesn't it? No. Shoot camp and is the only time that we do not have shooting range and available during teen camp. We have paintball range available, but we do the teenagers, and it's laid out in the rules that teenagers are not allowed to bring firearms or weapons of any kind. And so, if we do a shooting event at camp for teen camp, we have in the past on occasion done a little skeet shooting, but we provide the weapons and things for that. Across the board, usually we don't allow young people or anyone to bring weapons, but for that shoot camp, that's a different scenario where, yes, you are allowed to bring them for that one event. And teenagers, you don't have to worry. No, that's not a teen camp. That's an adult.
Can bring their teen son to.
Yes, that's correct. No, it's not. It's predominantly adults at that camp, although, if you have a son you want to bring him, you're able to do that. But it's predominantly adults at that camp. And I understand. Well, we call the police department up before we start that event and let them know you're going to hear a lot of firing going on these next couple days, just to give them warning. And the state trooper that patrols right in front of the camp is a Christian man, and he goes to one of the Baptist churches in the area and has been a blessing to the camp. So we've covered those bases as well, and we try to keep it as safe as possible. And yes, during any primary, junior, teen week, you're not allowed to bring firearms at all. Please. I had a pastor come with an airsoft gun, and after curfew, you know, he's supposed to be the one enforcing the rules. He's going around shooting all the kids with his airsoft gun. Oh. Yeah. Yes, sir, in the back. I know. Quiet. Yes. With firearms, you're talking about? Yes. I unfortunately live in Illinois half of the year, and in Iowa the other half of the year. And so, yeah, we're allowed to have firearms, thank God. But we still are allowed that freedom to have firearms in Illinois. You just have to pack them away in a case, and they can't be loaded. And there's no concealed carry at all in Illinois. So as long as they're packed away in your trunk or in the back of your car in a case, and you'll be legal going through. That's not a problem. It's unfortunate. I tell people sometimes I live in Illinois, and they say, "Oh, you live in that communist state, huh?" And that's the truth. My goodness. Yes, ma'am. How deep is the pool? Good question. It goes from 3 feet to 4 feet, and then we do have a deep end where you can go off a diving board. But if you can't, if you're scared and you're not sure if you can swim well enough, we do have an area that's 3 and 4 feet deep, and that's a large section of the pool. Then we have the deep end, so it's a variety of depths there. Okay. All right, that's about it for our questions, and we're about that time. But I want to thank Pastor Ross for allowing me to come, and thank you for your interest in the camp. I hope to see every one of you this summer. But please pray for us that camp will go well this summer. A lot of great decisions are made, and that's ultimately what the goal is. We have a lot of great activities, and we try to make it a fun, enjoyable, unforgettable week for anyone who comes. But most of that is made up through the preaching of the pastors and the preachers who come, and you'll thoroughly enjoy it. And if you have any more questions, I'd love to answer it. Please don't leave without grabbing one of the brochures for camp this summer. Thank you, Pastor Ross.